For more talks and meditations, go to GloriaKGreen.com. Today we'll be talking about being right where you are. Mindfulness starts with being aware of the present moment, knowing where your thoughts are, what you're feeling, but it's also important to ask what you're mindful of and how does this awareness benefit you. People often wonder if mindfulness and meditation are the same thing. Mindfulness is a state where we're aware, accepting, and being as non-judgmental as we can be of what is right now. Meditation is a method through which we train our brains to be aware and concentrated. We meditate to become more flexible and tolerant to the present moment. Sitting meditation was key to opening me to every moment of my life. Prior to practicing sitting meditation, I spent most of my life in the future. Sitting teaches us how to relate to life directly, so we can truly experience the present moment, free from our perceptions. We do not meditate to be comfortable or calm. We meditate to have an open, compassionate attentiveness to whatever's going on. This way, we learn to stay with ourselves no matter what is happening, without putting labels of good or bad, right or wrong, pure or impure, on top of our experience. Here are some of the things we see when we meditate. Number one, our mind is going a million miles an hour, thinking about all kinds of things, and it just happens without any effort on our part. Thoughts just come up on their own. We can choose what we want to do with the thoughts, but we cannot stop the thoughts from arising. Number two, we notice when we're spinning off, hardening to circumstances and people, or somehow closing down to life. In sitting meditation, our minds slow down enough to see through all the mental chatter and recognize our tendencies. Number three, we become aware of our tendency to lay a lot of labels, opinions, and judgments on top of what's happening. Number four, habitual patterns that limit our life become more apparent. Number five, we realize that thinking through all the events and to-dos of our life doesn't provide us with control and security. There are many things we have no control over, no matter how much we think about controlling them. Number six, each moment is completely unknown and unique. Discomforts don't last forever. This helps us realize we can handle emotional discomfort in the trials and tribulations of life. And number seven, we detect our resistance to just being here, even to simply enjoying the present moment. Our minds keep pushing us to worry, ruminate, fantasize, plan, or do something, instead of just enjoying being in the present moment. By sitting with the present moment, we can train our brains to relax and allow us to do nothing but be. So with meditation, we learn to pay attention. But paying attention is not enough. We also need to look at the quality of attention. Are we accepting what is? Are we judging whether we like, dislike, or can ignore what's happening? For me, non-judgmental awareness is a North Star, something I aim for but probably can't achieve. I want to increase the amount of time I'm non-judgmental, and I want to decrease the amount of time between when I'm being judgmental and when I realize I'm being judgmental. Our brains were designed to be judgmental and look for the negative. In caveman days, continually scanning for danger was necessary to stay alive. Although we don't have to worry about a saber-toothed tiger anymore, our minds are still designed to be Velcro for the bad and Teflon for the good. We can choose to pay attention to the present moment with kindness and curiosity, or we can choose to pay attention with irritability and judgment. If we choose kindness and curiosity, we strengthen those neural pathways. If we choose irritability and judgment, we strengthen those neural pathways. Mindfulness is about noticing where your mind has wandered and bringing it back to what's right in front of you. You may not like what's in front of you, but you accept that it is. To counteract our negativity bias, we can practice taking in the good. This practice consists of finding something pleasant and savoring it for 20 to 30 seconds. I found that by practicing taking in the good, I noticed the beauty in the world that I had been ignoring. Another way to practice is gratitude. Our life doesn't always turn out how we want it to. Think about what would happen if you stopped wishing reality was different and got curious about it instead. If you simply recognize each of the feelings that arises and notice what sensations arise in your body with that feeling, then see if you can drop the story and just sit with the sensation. What arises in your mind as you sit with that sensation? By getting curious, you may find that underneath an irritation lies a repressed story or feeling. And if you sit with the sensation, both the sensation and the feeling lose their power. Meditation is all about finding a mindful middle. We neither suppress thoughts nor are entirely lost in them. We don't try to stop the thoughts, but we don't get lost in them either. The goal is to be aware of our thoughts. Our minds will wander. Each time we realize our mind has wandered, we experience a moment of mindfulness. The more you practice paying attention to the present moment, when you're calm and happy, the easier and more effective it will be when you're freaking out. The purpose of mindfulness is not to be a good meditator, but to train our brains to be mindful. Mindfulness enables us to make wise choices. All our thoughts, we have lots of stressful thought patterns, and it's hard to see them through all the mental clutter in our mind. So we get confused and react instead of responding, which makes us more likely to be unskillful, perhaps saying something we later regret. When we practice mindfulness, we're more likely to be aware of our reactive tendencies and catch ourselves, take a conscious breath, and choose a more skillful way to respond. Thank you for listening.